The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. You are most cordially welcome to The Piano Matters. It's heard worldwide on this station, same time, every week. I'm your host, David Duval, and I have for you a bundle of great pianists and, of course, music for the piano. I think it will be a good show, and I hope so. Let's begin with a rare recording by Percy Aldridge Granger, still the most famous Australian pianist of all time. We're going to listen to the finale of Chopin's great third sonata. I say great because it is one of the major works of Romanticism. In Percy Granger circles, and there are a few of them, this performance is always highly regarded. The fourth movement is an agitated finale. Chopin writes it presto manantanto. It's a volcanic conception, utilizing only two subjects, but worked out on a grand scale. The triumph of primordial power. I believe this 1928 electrical recording that you are going to hear is the first recording of Chopin's third sonata on the new process. Here it is, Percy Granger, in the finale of the fourth movement of the Opus 58 of Chopin, probably finished late 1842. Thank you. One of the great golden age pianists is Percy Grainger, who was also a fascinating, awesome type personality. He was then called the golden boy of the piano, especially in his early years. It was the third sonata, as I said, Opus 58. F. Scott Fitzgerald. He's an author that still survives. That's a tremendous thing to say one survives 100 years after their best work. An author ought to write for the youth of his own generation, Fitzgerald said, and he did. And he said he should write for the critics of the next, and, sarcastically he said, and for the schoolmasters of ever afterwards. And now, of course, F. Scott Fitzgerald, like so many others, is ripe for dissertations. And we are off to the rarefied land of the three preludes by the important American tone poet Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. Born in 1882, an incredible year for the arts, same year as Percy Grainger or Bartok or Stravinsky or Schnabel, goes on and on. These are Griffiths' last pieces, tiny preludes, sketches, and they contain no dynamic markings. Every pianist sees them differently, and I think that's the way many things should be. However, markings seem to be a state of control for the composer. The pianist here is Denver Oldham, O-L-D-H-A-M.
Thank you.
Mr. Denver Oldham in the wonderful last pieces of Griffiths, who died at only 35 years old. He was America's finest impressionist tone poet. I'm your host, David Dubal, and I ask you why not take a moment to look at my website, daviddubal.org, and this is The Piano Matters. Joubert said, "You will find poetry nowhere unless you bring some of it with you." Dmitri Kabalevsky was born in 1904. I think he lived till 1989. Yes, that's true. My memory says yes. He was a gifted Russian composer in many genres, but very adept in very fine writing for the piano. And he liked young pianists. And some of his most successful and appealing writing is in the Sonatina in C Major, Opus 13, Number 1. Not played much now. Oh, but in the 50s and 60s, even the late 40s, it seemed to tour the world, this little piece. The artist is Harriet Cohen. Have you heard of her? English pianist, once very well known, and a pupil of the most celebrated piano teacher in Britain of the day, who taught Eileen Scherer and also Dame Ira Hess. His name, Tobias Matte. Here is Harriet Cohen in a long-ago recording of Kabalevsky's Sonatina in C Major. It's in three movements. a charming work and very well played by Harriet Cohen. There is in Britain a medal called the Harriet Cohen Medal. I know that because Alicia de la Rocha once won it. Horwitz's last recording contains several Chopin items, one of which is the Etude Opus 25, number 5, in E minor. This is one of the few etudes with a middle section. It's a gorgeous piece of piano writing, and notice the little coda at the end. Just so splendid. And here now is Vladimir Horwitz playing it for you. Russian master of the piano, Vladimir Horwitz, in the Chopin Etude in E minor, Opus 25, number 5. Charles Rosen asserts that the elegance of the Goldberg variations is its glory. He said, in no other work is the depth of Bach's spirit so easily accessible and its significance so tangible. We're going to listen to Rosen in his own recording of Goldberg. Of course, not all of it. We're going to hear him in variation number 15 and directly followed by the aria da capo. Here is the late Charles Rosen. Thank you. I thought the performance by Charles Rosen quite persuasive. It was the 15th variation and, of course, the famed closing, the aria da capo. Well, I have brought Claudio Arrau to play for us. And what he wants to do is the underplayed Chopin Nocturne, Opus 48, in F-sharp minor. This is a subtle nocturne. It's interpretively difficult, almost unknown even. The middle section in D-flat is very discursive. In fact, it's like a kind of recitative. The main theme, though, is chaste and transparent and of an unusual beauty and length, with a veiled passion throughout. Here's the most famous of all Chilean pianists, Claudio Arrau.
Thank you.
The middle section in D-flat of the F-sharp minor nocturne is strange and yet so interesting. We heard it played. I'm not sure if I like it, but it certainly has its moments where only a Rau could have played it. Sometimes it's an outsized, too big Chopin, and yet he always, being a great artist, adds something of himself. In fact, a Rau said, "A performance is 50% the composer and 50% the interpreter." Now that's the way to think, in my opinion. We are listening to The Piano Matters. It was Lord Russell who said, "A fanatical belief in democracy makes democratic institutions impossible." We've had little Shostakovich on the series, but now we have a minute or two of the grief-laden prelude in E-flat minor from his set of 24 preludes, Opus 34. Earlier in the show, we heard Harriet Cohen play the Kabalevsky Sonatina. Now we hear her in the Shostakovich prelude in E-flat minor.
Thank you.
Harriet Cohn, a once famous pianist whose recordings are few but important, was playing the E-flat minor prelude by Shostakovich. Here is something that Arthur Rubinstein wrote in his memoirs. On the spur of the moment one day, I played the grand etude in A minor, known as the Winter Wind, opus 25, number 11, which was far from being ready for a performance. But I banged out the heroic theme in the left hand with all my might and smeared up, with the help of the pedal, the difficult passage work in the treble, and finished the piece in a brilliant flash. This provoked an ovation, some bravos even, from the gallery. I learned then, on the spot, that a loud, smashing performance, even the worst from a musical standpoint, will always get an enthusiastic reception by the uninitiated and unmusical part of the audience. And I exploited this knowledge, I'm afraid to say. Yes, I admit it with shame, on many concerts to come. Ah, what honesty from Arthur Rubinstein's pen. But I must say that to really do such a thing successfully demands the kind of flair that Rubinstein had. Jorge Federico Osorio is a formidable pianist. We've heard him several times on the Piano Matters. From his newest release, let's hear the final two segments of Mussorgsky's gigantic piano suite, Pictures at an Exhibition. And we listen to The Hut on Fowl's Legs, or better known as Baba Yaga, and then proceed to the finale, The Great Gate of Kiev. Here is Osorio. Thank you. A Good Job by Jorge Federico Osorio of the Baba Yaga, and the finale, The Great Gate of Kiev, from the Resounding Pictures at an Exhibition by Modest Mussorgsky. He didn't live long, and it was a very difficult life. 1839, 1881. Paul Valéry wrote, "The diploma gives society a phantom guarantee and its holders phantom rights. The holder of a diploma passes officially for possessing knowledge, comes even to believe that society owes him something. Never has a convention been created which is more unfortunate for everyone, the state, the individual, and in particular, culture itself." This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.